From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. Bill Clark officially retires August 1st as the head coach of the UAB football team. He says he's hanging up his whistle because of a serious back issue. He underwent spinal fusion surgery last month. In his 8 years with UAB, Clark not only became the football program's winningest coach, he also played a role in a number of successful initiatives beyond the university's campus. Up next, we take a look at the legacy Clark leaves behind. In 2014, Clark's first season, things were looking up for UAB football. The team went 6-6 and was bowl eligible for the first time in a decade. They never got to play in that bowl game. That's because just 3 days after the team's last regular season win, UAB president Ray Watts announced the university would end the football program, mainly for budgetary reasons.
We have made the decision that the 2014-15 academic year will be our final year of competition in football.
On that news, many coaches in Clark's situation would have left for greener pastures, or at least fields where football was played. But Clark stayed, and 6 months later, the university reversed course. Hatton Smith is the chairman of the UAB Athletic Foundation. He worked with Clark to raise money to bring back UAB football.
He was kind of a folk hero. There were a lot of people who decried the fact that UAB football had been shut down. Then he stayed during the shutdown.
Clark had to reconstruct the UAB football program from scratch. Yet when the team returned in 2017 after that 2-year shutdown, the Blazers finished with an overall record of 8-5 and landed their first bowl appearance in 13 years. That year, Clark was named CBS Sports National Coach of the Year as well as Conference USA Coach of the Year. Since the comeback, the Blazers have compiled the most wins of any team in Conference USA. Senior right tackle Sidney Wells played for Clark the past 3 years.
He quickly changed the culture. His legacy has given us the mentality that we run this conference. That's what he's instilled with us.
In addition to success on the field, Clark's influence could be seen on the Birmingham skyline. A new practice facility towers over the UAB campus, and last year, the city opened Protective Stadium with UAB football the main tenant. Former Blazer Nick Vogel, now a kicker for the USFL's Houston Gamblers, says Clark's leadership abilities are something to behold.
You have a guy that came in, said almost outlandish things to a program like UAB. Hey, we're going to be a winning football program. We're going to do it the right way. We're going to build a new stadium. All these things. The legacy about Coach Clark is he said all these things that some people may have laughed at and not believed in, and he did every single thing he said he was going to do.
He made people want to invest in it. He made people get behind UAB that weren't behind UAB before, and not just from an athletic standpoint.
That's self-described UAB super booster Scott Sharding.
He was really a proponent for making UAB Birmingham's team, and athletics, UAB football became a bigger deal, had more success. That would in turn benefit the city of Birmingham.
Then in June, Clark surprised many people with his announcement.
In a tweet this morning, head coach Bill Clark announced his retirement.
Current UAB player Sidney Wells says don't count out Clark for a comeback.
If everything goes well in his recovery process, I feel the competitor in him will bring him back.
Clark is not necessarily ruling it out.
I'm just not going to say never.
Regardless of what Clark chooses to do, he's earned high praise from many in the Birmingham area. UAB Athletic Foundation Chairman Hatton Smith goes so far as to put Clark's name in the same sentence with another of Alabama's favorite sons.
People still remember Bear Bryant. He's sort of the godfather of Alabama football. And Bill Clark, his legacy will be that he put UAB football on the map.
Richard Banks, WBHM. UAB holds WBHM's broadcast license, but our news and business departments operate independently.